The coronavirus pandemic is surging across Louisiana. The state now ranks third in the nation for new cases per capita. As Rosemary Westwood reports, public health officials are facing an uphill battle to turn the tide.
One of the biggest challenges is that some political leaders are polarizing public health efforts to contain the virus. And another problem is that many people are listening.
The Constitution is being shredded before our very eyes.
That's State Representative Danny McCormick in a video he released this week railing against the mandate to wear a mask in public in Shreveport. McCormick says mask mandates, one of the key measures to halt the spread of the coronavirus, especially in urban hotspots, are an attack on liberty. Then he attempts to destroy a paper mask with a chainsaw. In the video, McCormick also says people who don't wear masks will be treated like Jews in Nazi Germany. McCormick represents parts of Caddo Parish, where 243 people have died since the pandemic's outbreak, and black people have died at twice the rate of white people. It's also home to one of the state's highest rates of new daily coronavirus cases per capita. He's not the only Louisiana politician to attack masks despite the swelling pandemic and medical consensus that they're not just helpful, but imperative. Congressman Clay Higgins represents Lake Charles in Calcasieu Parish, one of the most worrying regions in the state, and has repeated conspiracy theories about the coronavirus, made false claims about the efficacy of masks, and called wearing a mask part of the dehumanization of the children of God. Republicans in Baton Rouge spent most of the legislative session resisting requests to wear masks, and it appears that many people across the state have been doing the same.
Frankly, it's been really, really frustrating because just a few weeks ago, we were in a really pretty good place.
That's Tulane infectious disease epidemiologist Susan Hassig. This week, data from Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health ranked Louisiana third in the nation for new cases per capita on a rolling 7-day average, even ahead of Texas.
The curve is going to bounce back up if we don't keep jumping on it and stomping it down.
If Louisiana's hospitals are overwhelmed, if deaths once again spike, and if more people contract a virus that we're learning could have long-term impacts on major organs, including the brain and the heart, it won't be because public health officials across the state haven't been sounding the alarm. Here's Amanda Logue, the chief medical officer for Lafayette General Health, a hotspot in the state, in a video released this week.
We've seen at Lafayette General about a 200% increase in hospitalizations over the last 3 weeks, which really correlated with the timing of phase two.
For Lake Charles Mayor Nick Hunter, the time has come to plead with the public to take the advice of local health leaders.
God help us if we've come to a point in our society where during the middle of a pandemic, if we want to know medical or scientific information, we are trusting a meme on Facebook or what my brother-in-law overheard at the supermarket more than guys like Dr. Tim Hammond and Dr. Mac Jordan.
Hunter was introducing Hammond and Jordan, the head physicians of two Lake Charles hospitals, in a video on Monday. Lake Charles is the area with the highest rate of new cases in the state. Hospitalizations there for COVID-19 have doubled from their previous peak in April. There are just 18 ICU beds open in the region.
We are approaching the situation we're seeing in other cities like San Antonio and Houston, where the healthcare system is on the verge of being overwhelmed.
That's Dr. Hammond. He said he was upset that mask wearing has become a political football.
You know, wearing a mask is not a significant burden to anyone. I mean, we wear them in the hospital all day. I mean, you know, we wear them 10 to 12 hours at a time here. And so I don't think it's asking too much of someone to wear a mask for 20 minutes while you're in a grocery store.
What's happened in Louisiana is the same story across the country. Areas that weren't initially hit hard by the pandemic in the spring are now seeing an exponential growth in cases. According to Harvard Public Health School data, 26 parishes in Louisiana, and collectively the entire state, are past a tipping point where stay-at-home measures should be implemented. Amid that, New Orleans is now one of the bright spots in the state, with some of the lowest rates of new cases. But even here, the trajectory is in the wrong direction. And now the city is facing a shortage of test supplies to run the machines that process the tests, says Dr. Jennifer Avegno, the director of the city's health department.
My great concern is that if there's a shortage, there's a shortage. And I don't know how they're prioritizing where they're sending the materials.
Hasig, the epidemiologist, says the national surge in coronavirus cases is probably to blame, as whole states that felt they dodged the virus are now being pummeled, just like parts of Louisiana.
And I think the rest of Louisiana thought, oh, it's just a problem for Southeast Louisiana, and it's not affecting us. Well, this time it's hitting other places.
Hasig wants to see masks mandated in every urban area. And if politicians don't want to find their communities in the same spot New Orleans was in April, they might want to call for the same. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.